Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ganesh Benzoplast Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Priyadarshi Srivastava from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to Q1 FY24 earnings call of Ganesh Benzoplast Limited. Today we have with us Mr. Rishi Pilani, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Amar Kalra, General Manager, Finance and Taxation. Now I hand over the floor to Rishi sir for their opening remarks and review of business. Over to you, Rishi sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good evening, everybody, and I would like to thank you all to take your time out to join us for our first quarter FY24 conference earnings call. I'll go through the big highlights for the last quarter, and then I'll open the line up for any question answers. So coming to the numbers, on consolidated basis, the company achieved a total revenue of 1,219 million rupees as against 920 million rupees in the corresponding period of last year, which is an increase of about 33% year-over-year. PAT for the quarter ended is rupees 155 million as opposed to 123 million, which is again an increment of 26%. And the basic EPS is 2.39 rupees against 1.97, which is an increase of about 21%. On a standalone basis, the company achieved a total revenue of 512 million against 455 million, which is an increase of 13% year-over-year. Profit after tax for the quarter ended is 138 million against 112 million, which is again an increase of 23% year-over-year. And basic EPS on a standalone basis is 2.13 against 1.79, which is an increment of about 19%. I would also like to congratulate all the shareholders of the company because we have achieved the completion of the chemical tanks of about 18,000 KL, 19 chemical tanks which are being built. So they are in full operation right now, and they have started generating revenue. Now I would like to open the forum up for any question answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Soumitra Joshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. So firstly, congratulations on a good set of numbers. So the first question is more in line. See, it's a little difficult to figure out the company's growth. Maybe that's because of my lack of knowledge about the in-depth understanding of the business of the company. So I just wanted to understand from a growth trajectory perspective, from the top line as well as from an EBITDA perspective, the kind of growth that we are seeing in the first quarter and, let's say, the last year, are we going to maintain the same run rate going forward, or there is a possibility of a slowdown or an increase in terms of the growth rate? So if you could provide some clarity there, that would be really great. And then I'll ask my second question subsequently.
Yeah. So I'll answer this question. In consolidated, you can see the revenue of four divisions, like rental income from the storage tank, EPC business, then there is a chemical manufacturing, and then there is a rail logistics business. So in this quarter, you are seeing that there is jump in consolidated revenue of LHC division on account of revenue consolidation of revenue of all other subsidiaries. This is a one-time event because what happened in last two quarters, March and June, the EPC division has generated a revenue of around 70 crore, which got consolidated into the main company on account of construction of the new storage tanks. Because these new storage tanks has been given on EPC basis to the subsidiary company, and so their revenue was consolidated into the parent company. That's why you are seeing that there is a growth of almost 100% from the previous quarter, like June 2022, June 2023. But that was on account of the consolidation of revenue of that EPC division, which is having very thin margin. So our rental income is steady business. We are going to maintain that run rate with obviously yearly escalation of 8 to 10%. So that growth you will get, but not like this, like this 80 crore turnover you are seeing, that is on account of EPC division.
So approximately what is the kind of growth, it can be a ballpark figure also, but what is the overall kind of growth at a consolidated level that we can see from the company in this year?
I understand
it can vary, but a ballpark figure would also be okay.
See, specifically we cannot give the figure, but yes, we are maintaining the steady growth.
See, our target is always, our internal target is that we should have from our existing standard business, not from any new business, obviously that gives us the step growth, but from the existing businesses, our target is always to try and get a PAT increase of at least 15 to 20%. That's our target.
Oh, okay. And anything additional would be from the new businesses that just adds up to.
So like you said, this is what we all as an organization aim for. For the continuous growth, what we actually achieve is a factor of many market factors.
Sure. So that's one. The second thing was, I just want an update on, I know your idea of a capex was that once you've got your deal signed, subsequently you would go ahead with the capex on the storage tanks. Is there any update on that, where we have reached and what are we going to do with it?
What has happened is that we are now in a fairly advanced stage with one customer to sign the contract. So if you would have seen that we have already in parallel announced that we are doing a small QIP to make sure that we move things in parallel once the contract is hopefully formalized.
The idea is that once there is at least that confirmation, like I'm assuming that if it's reached an advanced stage, more or less both the parties are satisfied with what they are going to progress with. So you don't want to waste time on it. You want to have things in place so that work can start as quickly as possible.
Correct. You
is that understanding correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Just one more thing. This is more on the margins. See, we are good. If you look at the margins of the company are very healthy. Now the point is, from here, can we still look at an increase in the margins going forward, or more or less this is something that we are going to look at maintaining? And I can understand because the margins have, they're quite healthy margins if you compare to other businesses. This is quite healthy. So are we going to maintain the same, or are we going to look at increasing the margins in the coming time?
So, Soumitra, I mean, I think we would not be doing justice to the company if we didn't look at increasing margins every day or every hour of the day. I think that would be the primary goal of any company. So to answer your question, yes, we are always looking at ways how we can increase the margins, either by changing the product mix or by, taking out some costs where we can without compromising safety. My gut instinct would say that the margins at least should not fall from here.
But still maintaining that our PAT margins should have an increase of around 15% to 20% year-on-year, which we've taken as a, I'll not call it a target, but something that we endeavor to do year-on-year.
Yes, that's what we endeavor. You're right.
Just one last question from my side. And this is on, again, these are just updates that I want. The last part was on the chemical. I know there is a court case going on and it's not in your control of what you can do here. But is there any update on, we were ultimately looking at a demerger, right, from the chemical business. So anything on that, or it is still stuck with the courts and it's not really known when that particular issue gets solved?
So unfortunately, the status quo remains. We are not yet having a clear timeline on the court decision, but I can tell you this, that the good part of this whole thing is that chemical division itself has, as we had planned, it is steadily increasing its capacity utilization. It is generating profits. So it's not that, you know, it's not that because of the delay, there is, you know, a major impact on the financials or the profitability or the operations of the company. In fact, there is only a slight positive benefit itself.
So where I was coming from is, generally, if you look at it, the margins in the storage tank business itself is quite, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, relatively higher to the chemical business. Is that understanding correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So subsequently, if that demerger per se happens because of the quantum, and I'm assuming that over a period of time, if you're signing all these contracts, our quantum of storage tanks in this entire, what I call, a bouquet of different things that we do is only going to increase. So if that increases, subsequently, there is going to be a positive impact on the OPMs also. So that is where I was coming from, because my understanding was that the storage tank business has relatively much, much healthier margins than the chemical business. But no issues. I get your point. I don't think that is in your control. So fair enough.
I would like to still say something here. That to exactly address this question of yours, what we have done is we've segregated out the chemical into a separate wholly owned subsidiary, so that you as a well-informed investor, which I can see you are, you can at least see the difference in how the divisions are performing. And you are not going to get confused by which revenue is getting mixed where. So we have, from our side, we have tried to make sure that transparency is available to all our investors.
That's a good thing. And hence we can answer these questions. Otherwise, it gets so complex, you'll not understand from where all the revenues are coming and from where the profitability is coming. So that's an appreciative move that you've done. So thank you. Those are the questions from my side. And all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay Khandelwal from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead. Pranay, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, hello. Hi, Pranay.
Hi. I just wanted to ask that we look at our rental revenue increasing by 8-10%. That's, I believe, is dependent on the inflation or this normal increase that we expect every year. Wanted to understand, do the costs of the business also increase in tandem with this increase, or like our costs are sort of fixed in nature or something like that, and we get the whole benefit to our EBITDA? How does that work is what I wanted to understand.
Pranay, I so wish that if the costs were fixed, I would be the happiest person. But no, what happens is that all costs, so what are the costs? Let's understand that. One of the primary costs is the lease of JNPT or any other this thing. So those have a fixed built-in escalation mechanism of year over year. Then apart from that, your next big cost would be your salaries. So as you are aware, those also go up by a certain percentage every year. And next is your, then your utilities, your air, electricity, your fuel, diesel, all this consumption. So those also have a marginal amount of increase on a year-over-year basis.
So basically, EBITDA margin will going to improve slowly. Obviously, earlier we are making EBITDA of around 47-48%. Now we are reached to 50. So slowly we'll go to 51, 52. Like that increase you will see, but not in exactly that top line which you are going to add. That is not going to add to your business. That's
okay. And this fairly advanced stage that we have reached with one customer. Is that on the special chemical side, or we were also exploring LPG? Just wanted to understand which segment this CAPEX might be going towards if it happens.
So right now the thing under discussion is for LPG.
Okay, right now under LPG. And do we also, to fund this expansion, do we see any more QIPs being done going forward, or will we be going for debt or internal accruals for that matter?
See, the funding will definitely be a mix of equity and debt. And okay. And yes, we have taken an enabling resolution from the board to raise up to 200 crores, which is like an outside limit for the equity contribution towards the project. I don't think, hopefully, that we will require those kinds of amounts, though we have taken the approval as a precautionary case. My sense is that the exact amount will be known to us very soon, but yes, there will be a certain amount of QIP or preferential way of raising funds. Whether the amount is 50 crores or 150 crores, I probably will know very soon. But I expected, my expectation is the amount should not cross, should be in the range of somewhere around 50 to 100 crores.
50 to 100 crores. And the total we are looking to spend on this project would be?
About 500.
500. So we'll take, and some of it will be funded through internal accruals also, I'm assuming. And then
yes,
some part
yes,
of it
yes,
from
yes.
debt.
Yeah.
Just to get an idea, what kind of debt amount we might be looking at?
See, typically banks don't work below 20-80, but in our case, I think we would be shooting towards close to 30-70.
30-70, that would be 30 from debt and 70 from equity, or the other way around?
30 from equity and 70 from debt.
Okay, all right. All right, that'll be all. Thank you for answering that.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vashali Kumar from Vehan Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So this is pertaining to this quarter, basically. So we have seen that our LSC, I think, if I'm not wrong, the new tank have started contributing to our operations. But even after that, in this quarter, EBITDA margins were down by 120 bits year on year. And if we compare this with the EBIT margin, what we have given, okay, for LSC, actually that EBIT margin has increased. So can you please throw some light on this?
Yeah. So, Vaishali, your first question regarding that addition of new tanks. So, for June quarter, there is no contribution from those tanks. Obviously, it will come subsequently. And you are talking about the consolidated revenue for that LSC division, correct? Not on standalone basis.
Yes.
So, as I explained, just a minute. Mm-hmm. So the consolidated revenue includes the EPC division turnover, chemical division, logistic business, rail logistic, and some new contract which we entered with some JM Bakshi for that warp collection. So that is the top line you are seeing. So actual EBITDA margin you are getting in the rental business only. That 50-55% EBITDA margin you will get only rental business. In other business you are not going to get that much of margin. So obviously your top line going to increase, but you will not get the equivalent amount of EBITDA percentage, because on consolidated basis you have to include all the revenues. So that is the reason that you are seeing that difference.
Okay. So do you see that, you know, this around 20.6% EBITDA margin should be the
year on? If you are then it will come that 25% around. Otherwise, on standalone basis, on rental basis, you will see 50-51% EBITDA. Yeah.
In EPC, hardly
there is 2-3% of margin, up to 5%. And in other things also, realistic, you can see 20-25%. So average, you will get 25%.
Right. So, and one more thing, like, you know, in this quarter, I think, was that because of, you know, lower contribution from our chemical segment, even that also added the, to the lower EBITDA margin? And what was the reason for that?
In chemical, this quarter, there is a slightly lower activity, lower operations, because two factors. One is the increase in the price of finished goods. Decrease in the price of the finished goods without decreasing the price in the raw material. Like sodium benzoate, earlier we were selling from 190 rupees. So currently you are selling at 150 rupees. So there is a drop of almost 20-25% in the finished goods. Whereas toluene, there is a difference of hardly 10%. So in this quarter, due to that demand and supply gap, there was a small variation in the chemical business. Last quarter, I think we made some 3.5 crore and this quarter we made some 2.5 crore. So there was a drop of 1 crore of profit due on that account. And secondly, the plant was under maintenance for almost 12 days in June quarter. So that was also another reason. So that is the reason that chemical has contributed less in this quarter.
So going to continue.
It's just a matter of that demand supply gap for the particular period. But I think it will...
demand supply gap is for a shorter period or it's a long-term period?
It's for a shorter period, yeah.
Okay. And so
in this quarter also you will get that small impact, but from next quarter onwards we are not going to see any further decline.
Okay, perfect. And if I'm not wrong, you said that, you know, the new tank have not contributed in this quarter. So can we see major, you know, change from next quarter onwards? And what do you think that, you know, how much time it will take to get this new tank to be fully operationalized?
See, obviously in June quarter there is no contribution, and recently we got the permission, so obviously the revenue will going to start subsequently only. So this quarter also, I don't think there is a much more jump, but third quarter onwards, yeah, there is.
Okay, so one should see jump from the third quarter. Okay,
yeah.
And what about the full operationalize of this particular new capacity? Can we see it in fourth quarter itself, or it will happen in FY25?
See, the total capacity we added is around 18,000. So yearly rental increase on full year basis, I can assume around 11 to 12 crores. So you can take the quarterly, there is an increase of 2 to 3 crores.
Okay, on a fully operationalized basis.
Yeah, fully operationalized.
Okay. Thank you, Konar. That works from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudhir Pariyar from Consultant Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Hi, Rishi. Good evening. Couple of questions in continuation to what the previous, investor had asked. Currently in the LST business, what is our quarterly revenue run rate from the current capacities?
See, on without considering this new capacity, our rental from JNPT Cochin and Goa for the full year is around 138 to 140 crore. And from this new addition, new tanks, we will get around 10 to 12 crores. So
okay,
150 crore will be the clear rental income from the LST business.
Correct.
For the year.
And the new capacity which comes up, okay, once it gets fully operational, what kind of EBITDA margins would this capacity see?
I think it will throw EBITDA of around 70%, 70-75%.
Okay, so the existing business gives an EBITDA of about 55%. 50 to 55%. The new capacity which is just installed, okay, that would be a yearly run rate of about 12 crores and would come at an EBITDA margin of 70%.
Around, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And although it's slightly premature to ask, but in your estimate, purely in your estimate, once this SPG gets fully commissioned, okay, what kind of a yearly run rate, okay, can it achieve in one whole year of full operation?
See, based on our estimates, the top line would be somewhere close to about 200 crores from the LPG alone, I'm talking, 180 crores.
Okay.
With an EBITDA of about 130 to 140 crores.
Okay. And when... Once you get all the approvals and if you manage to raise funds this financial year, how long do you think would it take to, you know, set up this capacity and then to get it operational?
We are expecting somewhere around for third quarter of 2025 to make it operational.
Third quarter of 2025?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's roughly about 15 months away from here. Assuming that you're in a position to successfully raise funds in this year itself.
No. I'm saying
third quarter of FY25, you said.
Huh, but what I meant is calendar year. So we are. So I'm talking about August, September of 2025.
All right. Okay. Almost 2 years from here.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And Rishi, what is the capex that we've done on this 18,000 KLPD that you've just added?
It's about 50 crores.
About 50 crores or that we've done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll come back for further questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Prasad from VP Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So, a few questions from my side on the LPG terminal that we would be building. So, what kind of capacity that we are planning to put up?
It's 48,000 tons.
Okay. And so we mentioned that we are trying to sign a contract with one of the LPG providers. So that would be the only customer that we would have, or we are looking for more?
No, so we are going by the anchor customer concept, that once we have this contract, we'll have an anchor customer, and then definitely, yes, we will be having contracts with other customers also subsequently.
Okay, an anchor customer would be expected to, what part of our capacity we would like them to buy from us?
Ideally, we would expect them to give us confirmation for the full capacity for at least one term.
Okay, so these contracts would be yearly? We are not signing any long-term contracts with them?
No, so the contracts will run for at least 15 years.
Okay, so by one term you mentioned, it means 15 years.
One turn per month.
Okay, one turn per month. Okay. Okay, got it. So... there's a lot of land available with us in the NPT. So what part of our land would be utilized for LPG?
So out of the new land, once we build the LPG tankages, we will require the entire land for that.
Okay, so there's nothing would be available for high value liquid storage?
So we have carved out a small space here for making an ammonia tank.
Mm-hmm.
But right now our focus is on LPG.
Okay, and I understand Deepak is our customer, Deepak Fertilizer for ammonia. And
yeah,
they have put up an ammonia plant there.
Deepak Fertilizer is not our customer for ammonia. In fact, Deepak themselves have their own tank in JNPT for ammonia. And they have recently also put up a plant to manufacture ammonia.
Right. That's what I was trying to understand, that if they have put up the plant.
No, there are other customers for ammonia. Deepak is not the only customer.
Okay, and one final question. So in the past, we have faced a lot of problems with our debt, and we have come out of it. We have solved those issues. So if we go and try to raise debt in the future, are we going to get the market rates, or because of our past, we may find it difficult to get it at good rates?
Our current debt is also, I think, would be running at highly competitive rates in the market. So I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Vishal.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Bhakti Oza from Capital Square. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening,
good
sir.
Evening.
Thank you for this opportunity. I am from Capital Square. So my question is, in the first quarter FY24, sales increased by 32.6% year-on-year. However, there were a decrease of 9% quarter-to-quarter. What is the reason for the same?
Yeah. So already I informed that this consolidated basis, you cannot compare the profit margin. If you want to compare, then please see that segment-wise standalone result, in which you will get the clear idea of the LST business. In consolidated revenue, you will find that there are a lot of revenues from EPC and other divisions which are included. And so obviously that is a one-time activity. That is not a recurring thing. In March and June quarter, that you're going to see. But in future, you're not going to see that much of volume in the revenue side. So that's why that is not comparable.
Okay. And sir, also, what is the contribution of new tank this quarter versus last quarter?
Last quarter, there was no contribution from the new tank. This quarter onwards, it will going to add.
Okay.
Yearly rental, you will get around 10 to 12 crores from the new tanks.
From this year, no, sir?
From this year, yeah. Maybe from the next quarter.
Next quarter, okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav Parekh from BT Parekh. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for taking my question. Just wanted to understand, now just as we are going for the LPG expansion, are we looking to take any JV partner, or we'll be doing it alone?
See, we are open to all suggestions that, all options, I should say, that maximize the value for all of us as shareholders. So, we are okay to do it ourselves. We are okay to do it in a JV partnership. It should just give us value. That's the only thing we look for.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi from Capital Square Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Okay, my question is, what was the reason for degrowth in chemical segment year on year as well as quarter on quarter?
Yeah, already this question has been answered, but still I'll repeat this. In chemical segment, in this quarter, June quarter, as compared to March and last year, June quarter, there is a slight decrease in the total revenue as well as the profit on account of two reasons. One, the plant was shut for almost 12 days in June quarter due to maintenance activity. And secondly, the prices of finished goods have fallen by more than 20-25%. but the raw material has not fallen with that percentage, and we have procured the raw material at higher prices, which has resulted in giving the lower profit as compared to the past quarter. So there was a reduction in profit of almost 1 crore in the quarter, but that is going to not affect in future. That is a one time or you can say short duration problem due to demand supply gap.
And sir, how do we see the trend of chemical segment growth year onwards from this quarter onwards?
Currently, we are operating at almost 70%. Last quarter, we were operating at 70 to 75%. There is a drop of 2 to 5%. But this growth will, we don't find any reason that it should not sustain in future. In fact, it is going to increase. And our target is to take it to around 80-85% shortly.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sudhir Pariyar from Consultant Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Rishi, thanks so much. Just a couple of quick follow-up questions. What is the gross debt on the book as of June quarter?
As on June, there is a gross debt of around 15 crore. And as on date, there is a debt of only 8 to 9 crores. And against that, we have FD of around 40 crores as on date. So there
is a net cash coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then why was this jump in interest outgo in this quarter as compared to, you know, last year or the previous quarter?
See, in the financial view, you are seeing that there is an interest component of 2.5 crore, but out of that, 50% is on account of book account entry on account of Ind AS adjustment of 116, Ind AS 116. So that is accounting entry. Actual outgo for the entire group is almost half of the actual finance cost. But since we have to show that as a part of cost, as per the Ind AS treatment, we are showing that. So it's not increasing, it's the accounting book entry.
Secondly, is it right to assume that 20% of our existing capacity on a spot basis and 80% would be leased out on long term?
Yes, that appears to be approximately right.
Okay. So other than, of course, the, you know, newer capacities coming at much higher EBITDA margins as compared to the existing business, what are the levers, Rishi, in your opinion, exist for margin improvement?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question? What are the...
In addition to the new capacities that are coming up, which are at a higher margin, what levers are available with the company to increase margins from here?
See, we are, the biggest lever that we have is we try to keep modifying the product mix that we are storing to sort of increase the revenue on the side of rentals. So some chemicals, though they require the same type of tanks, there may be a rental difference between them. So we are trying to shift continuously to the highest revenue chemical. And the second is obviously we are trying to increase our throughputs by looking at how we can measure to evacuate the cargoes faster from the terminal so that the tank capacities become free for utilization again. So these are the two main things we are looking at.
Okay. All right, Rishi. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sudhir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vishal Prasad from VP Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so there was a question on we open to having a JV. So are we actively looking for a JV partner?
Like I said, Vishal, we are actively looking for any option that can give us a better value. So my answer would be that, I mean, why, I mean, though we are not knocking on doors, but yes, we are always making those connects through our internal resources. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why I ask this? I mean, when we talk to Aegis and Adani also, so we understand that putting up the capacity is the easier thing, but getting the right throughput is the difficult ask. And a lot of these government companies, they struggle with the throughput part. And they put up large capacity, but they are not able to compete with Aegis when we talk about the throughput. So we don't have much experience in the LPG. And you are talking about JV or somebody who can help us probably improve. So is it the throughput thing that you have in mind when you think about somebody, we partnering with somebody who can help us?
So definitely see value, but the one of the main ways a value can be added by a partner is if they themselves are the customers for the project, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the most ideal combinations to have.
Okay. So what kind of throughput we would expect once we are able to stabilize?
See, we have done all our calculations based on three throughputs.
Hello?
Yeah. So see, while it is the actual data and the numbers are, you know, giving us a very, very high throughput numbers. However, what we on a conservative basis have gone in, which is about 3 throughputs a month.
So that would be 36 per year.
Hmm?
36 per year. If you
yeah.
Okay. And
just to put it in perspective, most terminals, LPG terminals in India operate upwards of 70-75 throughputs a year.
Right.
So that's how conservative we are in our planning.
So when you say we expect 200 crore of revenue, then we are assuming it at 36 times throughput and not 72, more than 70.
Yeah, so we are assuming about 180 to 200 crore of revenue. You're right, top line. That is based on 36.
Okay. And if we compare JNPT with any other terminal in India, so I'm assuming that definitely there will be some premium pricing just because of location advantage. So what kind of premium we expect to get it from our LPG customers?
See, premiums and pricings and all these are very, very subjective numbers because, you know, there's no way to put a number on it. So I don't know how to answer that question, but definitely we do believe that we will be competitive in the market given the overall scenario that we are developing a terminal that can handle an entire VLGC. So the overall costing for us, for our customers, will be lower than the other terminals. That's what we are actually trying to aim for.
Just because they will have faster turnaround.
And they can bring in the entire VLGCs at one shot and discharge.
Right. Okay, got it. So we would be able to, so this customer that we are talking about, is it a PSU or it's in private sector?
We are talking to all of them, but as of now, you know, we don't want to disclose any things till they are finalized.
Oh, that's fine. And last question, so this timeline that we mentioned, August of 25, so that's the earliest or it can get delayed based on when we are signing the contract?
Yeah, so the, what I said is was the third quarter of 2025. So somewhere I would expect, hopefully, that by it takes about 2 years to construct and commission.
Mm-hmm.
So hoping that we should be able to start construction sometime in September, October. So that's what my goal was. About third quarter of 2025 is when we should finish.
That would be August to October of year 2025, 2 years from now.
September to December of year 2025.
Yeah, that would be all. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Vishal.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Padmaja from Parmeshwar Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So this quarter, our LFP segment has contributed around 67% versus 44% last year. So do you see this trend to continue in future?
No, no, this is not going to continue because that turnover includes the turnover of EPC division. So that is a one-time activity. You will get clear.
What is the contribution of EPS and rail logistics in LFP segment for this quarter?
Pardon?
What was the contribution of EPC and rail logistics in LFP segment for this quarter?
See, EPC, there is a hardly 2-3% of margin. And in rail logistics, EPC top line contribution is around this quarter is 20 crores.
Okay.
And rail business is around 8 crores. And there are other activities like wharfage charges and all these. So they are having a very small margin.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no further questions. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishi Pilani for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And thank you all for taking time to attend this call. And I appreciate all the questions. And in case of any follow-up questions, we are always available. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.